This is Dr. Wellington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Funke, F-U-N-K-E, first name Verne, V-E-R-N-E. The date of birth, August 16, 1963. Date of evaluation, October 28, 2025. Referring physician is Dr. Santino. The chief complaint, 62-year-old male with history of torn right rotator cuff. The HPI, the patient is noted as a 62-year-old male who reports an episode of fall on April 2nd, 2025. The patient sustained a right shoulder injury, period. He was subsequently seen at an emergency room at Petaluma, period. He was then evaluated at an urgent care where MRI was obtained, period. This apparently revealed a full thickness tear, period. The patient reports ongoing pain as related to his right shoulder. This is described as sharp and rated 2-3/10 at rest, but increases to 8/10 with use, period. There is associated decreased range of motion, period. He has had no cardiovascular symptoms, period. He, however, has history of IHSS and notes some dyspnea with activity, period. The patient denies any chest pain. He denies any symptoms of syncope, period. The past medical history includes IHSS, period. He is maintained on atenolol. Past surgical history, unremarkable. Medications, atenolol 50 milligrams one daily. Allergies, no known drug allergies. Family history, he has a brother with cardiomyopathy and his status post ablation. Father had 2-vessel coronary artery bypass grafting, period. Social history, patient reports occasional alcohol use but denies cigarette smoking or drug use. Review of systems. Constitutional, he has had no fever or chills. Review of systems, otherwise unremarkable. Physical examination, vital signs, blood pressure 134/73, pulse 59, respiratory rate 18, height 65 inches, weight 155 pounds. In general, he's alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The musculoskeletal exam, the right shoulder demonstrates tenderness on abduction and external rotation, period. There is decreased range of motion, period. Data review, ECG demonstrate sinus rhythm 59 beats per minute. There is left axis deviation. There is left axis deviation. There is incomplete right bundle branch block. The T-wave are inverted in a pattern consistent with apical hypertrophy, period. D, impression. This is a 62-year-old male who experienced an episode of fall in semicolon in an industrial injury, period. He had been evaluated and was found to have a full thickness tear of the supraspinatus, infraspinatus, and subscapularis tendons. MRI on May 3rd, 2025 had revealed a full thickness tear of the supraspinatus, comma, infraspinatus, and subscapularis tendons, hyphen chronic. Medial subluxation of the long head of the biceps tendon, hyphen chronic. Labral tearing, hyphen chronic. Edema in the posterior humeral head, acute. Joint effusion, acute. AC joint degenerative changes, period. The patient is now felt to require surgical intervention. Period. He is noted to have history of idiopathic hypertrophic subaortic stenosis. Period. Patient is felt to be clinically stable for his procedure, period. Recommendation, may proceed with surgery as clinically indicated. Avoid hypovolemia, period. Avoid excessive tachycardia, period. Dr. Arlington Ferguson, ending dictation on patient Vern Funk.